today? You come first. Period. Hey girl, hey. You have tapped into her lesbian lifestyle, and I am your host, Rhonda Jacina. And today, we are going to talk about pros and cons of being in a lesbian relationship. And for me, being married to a woman, there's so many pros. But the thing is, see, I make the pros myself. It's not coming from an outsider looking in. I make my pros, and I learn from my cons. So the pros for me, it's like dating my best friend, dating my homegirl. We can go on trips together. We can, let's see, have slumber parties together. We can talk about any and everything. We can talk about any and everybody. And it stays amongst us. Again, having a best friend, but to a certain level of intimacy. And I have that from myself and my wife, and we do so much together. Like, she's my best friend. I'm her cheerleader. She's my cheerleader. We pray together. We shower together. We read books together. If you see her, you see me. Unless we're at work, we're still in our bag. If we're packaging orders together, she's close by. You know, we have that type of relationship where it's always her and I. Nothing more, nothing less. It's just me and her. So those are the pros for me. This would seem like it would be a lot because it's an outside person coming up with this. Oh, talk about the pros and the cons of being in a lesbian relationship. It's none, because we are two strong Black women, and that makes us more powerful. Because if it's something that I want, I'm gonna get. And she's like I love my wife, but sometimes she can be a procrastinator. And it takes me to be her force within to say, let's do it. Like, come on, like, we're gonna be late. Come on, let's go. Let's order it. Let's get it good. Let's get it going. You know, you always need that little bit of push. So I've learned that from our relationship as being friends. My wife is a procrastinator. Well, she will tell you that. Like, she'll talk about it, we'll talk about it. And I'm like, okay, what do we need to do to put it in action? Let's do it. You know, it's like I gotta give her that push. Like, come on, babe, come on, let's do it. She's motivated and ready and all for it, but she just takes her time to get there. And I'm more of, let's do it. Let's do it now. Let's go. Come on, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think for us, we have no, our relationship and marriage is not set out on a pros and a cons. And the reason why a lot of people ask me, why do I say relationship and marriage? Because we had a relationship. We will always have a relationship. Because a relationship, we have to keep that ship afloat. And in our marriage, we have to keep that afloat. But we started off as being friends. We moved into a relationship. And that now we're partners in a marriage. And that's a pro for me. To be with someone that dreams your same dreams, that your ambitions, your drive that you want in life. All of that. That's me looking at me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, babe, I want to do this, this, and this. And she's like, oh, I want to do this, this, and this. It's like, hey, let's take it to the Lord and let's pray about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's funny because maybe I wait to put that as a con because one thing that I want to get straight, and I'm going to keep saying, I am a God-fearing woman and I am married to a woman. Do I go out my way to say that? No, not at all. I am a human being. And I am a human and my life is different than you. It's no different than yours, but you probably are married to a man and I'm married to a woman. You're no better than me. And that's how I feel about life. You are no better than me. You and your husband could have problems and me and my wife is good over here. You get what I'm saying? So the pros of it, just because someone said it says different things in the Bible, again, I'm going to revert back to me and God will have that conversation when it's my time. We will have that conversation. I've got numerous downloads from God. I'm very close to God. He uses me. He guides my steps. The cons of it is a person like, oh, but you're a lesbian at the end of the day. Okay, and I can say you're ugly at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, you deal with your ugliness and I deal with being a lesbian and what comes with it. But see, I have clarification by God that I'm going to be okay. Everything is fine. Live your life. Be happy. But He tells me every day to put me first. Never miss the steps, Rhonda. Never miss the steps. And when I say that I have a closeness with Him, that I hear Him speak to me. If it's not a vision, if it's not a soft voice, if it's not a download, I am that connected with my Father. And I've had encounters with Him where He has spoke to me, where He has fought for me when I couldn't fight for myself. So this being a lesbian, this is little stuff. So the people make it a con for me. But the pros of it, I'm still loved by God. You're still loved by God. We are both loved by God. You're not any better than me. So don't ever think that you're better than me because you're not. You are born here with an assignment. I'm born here with an assignment. Everybody has a purpose in life. And I'm a successful Black lesbian woman. That lives by example. I'm here to love. I'm not here to hate. I am very strongly in my belief with God, and I'm strongly living my best life with who I choose to live with. And He let me know, long as you keep me first and stay at my feet and stay praising me. Now, that's a con for me when people say little things like that. For me, it's like, oh, well, they said in the Bible, I don't want to hear that. That's not what I want to hear. Or they said this or they said that. I don't care what they said. If I live my life caring about what people said, it's like, what's the point? I'm living for Rhonda. I'm doing what makes me happy. I'm going to be okay. Worry about you. That's what I say. Worry about yourself, your situation, and your life. Because I'm going to do the same thing over here. So you do the same thing over there and allow me to do the same thing over here. If you don't want to be my friend, those are some cons that I don't trip off of, but another person probably would trip off of. Losing friends because I'm a lesbian and that person doesn't want to hang around me. I don't care because I'm not a people person anyway. I don't really care how you feel. And I'm the type of person, I don't care how you feel. You cannot say anything to me that's going to make me upset, feel some type of way, change my heart and my mind. I'm this. 10 toes down. I am who I am. And ain't nobody in the world that can change me unless you're God. But other than that, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to be happy. I've heard women that said that that was their story. It's not their story anymore. Okay, well, let me enjoy mine. And you can't let me do anything. Matter of fact, let me reword that. Okay, that was your story. You're married to a man now. You were with a woman. Now you're married to a man. Congratulations. It's no hard feelings. Have fun with that. That's how I feel about it. Do you live your life, boo. And let me live my life. But what you're not going to do is think you better than me because you were where I was before. But see, you ran into some road and some bumps and you stopped living that life because of whatever reason. Because you can say, oh, because it's not right. And God said it wasn't right. But in the midst of it, you weren't right anyway. If you couldn't hold down a relationship with a woman, you sure can't hold down a relationship with a man. So you were not right. But you had to throw God into it and say, oh God, this he didn't want me to be this. So you had to fuck that relationship with a woman. So, oh, this is not right. And it's all these things where, you know, I can't be in this type of relationship because it's wrong, because God says it's wrong. But you were the dude now and your shit is twice as wrong. You look more unhappy and old in the face. So whose fault is that? It's not God's fault. It's your fault. At times, you got to look at yourself. Don't put it off on nobody. Don't put it off on a religion. Don't put it off on nobody. Put it off on, you need to do work on yourself instead of jumping into a relationship after relationship after relationship. Maybe you need to do a pause and be single and date yourself for a year to 2 years and find out what you really want. Because if you're having that many problems in a relationship, it's not the other person, baby girl. Maybe it's you. And I'm here to tell you, because I had to be single for a year before I got into my marriage. I had ended up in my lifespan. I told myself the next relationship I get in is going to be with myself. I have to learn how to love me, because maybe it is me. Maybe those things that they're saying, like, you don't know how to communicate, you don't know how to do this, you don't know how to do that. Maybe I don't. So let me love on myself and focus on myself and get to root for me. Root for myself for once. Just me, myself, and I. Let me get into loving on myself. Taking myself out on dates. Taking myself out on single trips. Enjoying friendship, enjoying getting dressed up to go where? Nowhere. Or just to take myself out, just to walk night on the town. I mean, now we can't really do that because we're restricted because of COVID. But at the end of the day, you can love yourself. And that's the best self-love you can give yourself, is a date with myself. My kids used to be like, where are you going all dressed up? To the store and home? Or going to get me a bottle of champagne and coming back home. I am dating myself, period. I'm going to love on myself. And I'm going to do what I need to do so I can be better for my wife. Whoever that may be, that's what I did at the time. And I got a chance to do that, but still, that doesn't make everything right. But it showed me the things that I needed to work on from past hurt that I didn't later rest, from past traumatizing things that I seen from when I was younger in my life. I had to really work on that. So when I do love, I can really love. So I know, like, being in a 5-year marriage is very hard. It's nothing easy about that, because you're still broken. You know what I'm saying? I still had trust issues when we married. I still had a lot of issues, but the first thing I told her is, I am broken and I'm trying to band-aid my layers and heal my wounds that need to be healed. And you could do it with me, or if we meet again, then that's what it'll be. But you have to love on yourself first. So I don't feel like just because I'm a lesbian, oh, there are pros and cons, but a typical world would say, oh, what's the pros and the cons of it? It's just like any other human being. The pros is it not working out.
Me being
sad because I don't know why I can't hold down a relationship. That's a con because it could be you. It could be them. It could be that you guys do better as friends. So you have to first take the time out to love on yourself, and first communication is everything. So just know that your time will come and love will come no matter what. Just stay focused on your dreams and your accomplishments in life and the things that you're going to do, and stay focused on a prize and let your pros be yourself. There's no cons. There's all good vibes over here. So I have no cons. Like, my cons are learning lessons. Those are my learning lessons that I need to learn. If it was an argument, everybody argues. Everybody agrees to disagree. You grow as you get older. You're going to grow. You're going to look back and say, hey, remember we used to argue about this, this, and this, but then we talked about it. And you see how we start talking now, but then we didn't talk then because I was just a smart mouth with it. And I used to just pop off at the mouth and blame you, or you blaming me, or we both pointing the finger. We are a team, and we are playing this game together to win. So I can't turn my back on you, because if I turn my back on you, one of us is going to stumble. And if we're a team, it's no room to stumble, baby. We're going to win this game. And it's going to take me and you to win it. So we're our own competition. And we're having people look down on us, yeah, because some people agree with being lesbian, being gay, poly relationships, to each its own. If you're happy, do live your life. Don't wait for anybody's validation. You have to love yourself at the end of the day. If a person and a friend doesn't like you for whatever reason, I had one of my homegirls that we grew up with. It shocked me to the core when I used to post pictures and she would never like me and my wife's pictures. She would only like pictures that I take by myself, or she would like pictures that I would post just me and my child, or my children, or my grandson, or my mom. But when it came down to me and my wife, never liked them. You didn't have to say you had a problem with it. You showed me that you had a problem with it. And you think I'm supposed to pick up where we left off in like junior high, elementary? No, like life doesn't work like that. People have feelings, and my feelings will not be walked over. When you see her, you speak to me, you speak to her. Or even get a chance to get to know her. You don't like my lifestyle, then you don't like me. Okay, guess what? I am what I am. I'm who I am. I'm a successful African-American Black woman. And I will continue to be a boss. With you being my friend or without you being my friend, I'm still a boss. And you are still not married. And that's no shade, but don't throw stones at me. If your stones ain't put in order and your ducks ain't in a row, baby, you have no room to feel a kind of way about me or anything like that. That's just not me. But again, I could be petty at times. It's funny to me. It was very funny to me. It was kind of irritating at the same time, but it was very funny. And then that's a whole nother story in itself. I don't care if you don't accept me. I accept me. God accepts me, whether you believe it or not. When I say we've had conversation, baby girl, we have had conversation. And I will tell you, just like I tell anybody else, if God told me and my wife to separate, divorce, be friends, this is not okay with me, then that's the road that we're going. Right down to the divorce house, signing the papers. She will always be my friend, no matter what. But God can only break us up. Not the devil himself could walk in and tell me I'm doing a bad job as a wife. I put my all into it. A marriage is just like a job. You make sure you eat every day, You make sure you drink your water, and you make sure you nourish your relationship. The same thing. The same rules apply. So don't ever think you can slide through the cracks in marriage, because that's why people slide off and have a side chick. Because you're not doing the shit you're supposed to do. And that's little shit. When you think about it, it'd be little shit like, you never spoke to me, or our phones is a problem. You know, I told my wife the other day, like, we got to start putting our phones down. That's what I want to start doing. I want to put our phones down and talk for about an hour or whatever we got to do, because our schedules are so different. It's like when I'm getting off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I get home about 3. She has to be in bed by 7 p.m. to get up at midnight to go to work, to do an 8-hour or a 12-hour shift. So it's like, if you want it to work, it's going to work. If you don't want it to work, it's not going to work, because you're not going to put that effort into it. We have it where we have the same off days. And when we do have our off days, we hang out together. We try to do our best to spend time together, but it doesn't always work out with just me and her going somewhere or just hanging out. But we find time to make it work, I should say. We're gonna always find time to nourish our relationship and to baby our relationship and to love on our marriage. That's a must. That's something that I had to learn, and I'm just now learning this. Like, I gotta make time for my wife. You know, I'm not being cocky when I say, oh no, that's me and my wife's time. Because again, that's 5 years in. I would never, like, the shit that I'm giving up, like, okay, never mind, we don't have to do this. Compromising was not a part of my life, period. Compromising, no. This is what I want, this is what I'm gonna get, period. Now it's like, okay, let me talk to my wife about it. And I never understood. I had an auntie, and she used to always say to me, can my cousin spend the night? And she would always say, I have to talk to their dad about it. Me being this independent woman at the time, I would feel like, why does she got to talk to her husband about it? She can't make choices by herself. It wasn't about the choices. It was about the communication. It wasn't about that he had the last say-so or the say-so in it. It wasn't about that. It was about the communication and the respect that they had for each other, keeping each other in the loop. Because now that I look back, I would have said the same thing. I say the same thing. It's like, hey, mom, can I have $40? Okay, let me go talk to my wife. My kids ask me. Or if somebody, one of our family members, hey, can we borrow some money? You're borrowing money from me and my wife. We're a team. We're as one. So you can't borrow money from her and think that you're not asking me, baby, because we come as a package deal. So, again, know what you're getting yourself into. Always look at the big picture, because you may be the problem. You know, or the other person may be the problem. And I try to veer and have an audience of lesbians, but whoever this touches, whoever this reaches, whoever needs to hear this, take it. Take the information that you need, chop it up, and take the information that you need from this podcast. Nobody's perfect. A marriage is about communication. That's it. Like, love on yourself. First of all, the first advice I can give a person that's thinking about getting married is to take time to love yourself before you say, I do. And that's taking a vacation before marriage, a single vacation. Like, you go somewhere by yourself, let him go somewhere, and you just write and you pray and you think and you get downloads and you ask God, is this the right person? And you communicate how, whatever spiritual things that you do to say, is this right? Then that's what you need to do. But I really feel like before you say I do to a person, take time out to yourself to make sure that's what you really want to do. And I wish somebody would have told me this when I married my husband, and those are the kids' father. If somebody would have told me that then, my life would have been a lot better. But I don't take a loss. I take it as a learning experience. That was a learning experience, and that molded me into the woman that I am today. That helped me be the woman that I am today, the mother that I am today, the daughter that I am today, the friend to some that I am today, and the decisions that I make in my life today. So I say this to say, put yourself first before you say I do. Because again, it's not about you anymore. It's about you guys. It's the both of you. It's no her and I. It's both of us as one together. So you have a lot of stuff to think about. You know, lay off the dress. And, oh, what type of dress I want? What type of wedding do I want? Don't spend $1,000 on a dress or $10,000 on a fucking dress and some shoes and hair. Don't think about stuff like that. If you would take that out of the loop and invest all that money in spending time with yourself or spending time with your partner and really spending a week alone, if you could just be together somewhere, nobody, where you could call and just talk all y'all problems out before you say I do, that overrides all that other shit. Be for the other people. You paying for the other people to have fun. You're not paying for your marriage. The wedding, that's just something people need to have. They don't, well, they want to have. They don't need to have it. I'm not about to spend all that money on a wedding. And I can invest in my future with my wife or my husband. And me and him can take a trip somewhere. You're paying for the other people to celebrate. Yo, moving into a grown woman chapter of your life. No, just send me a postcard. No. I get it, like the pretty dress and all that. I'm for all that, but keep a budget. Because love is free. Love is beautiful. Love does not hurt. Love does not overwhelm you. Love does not stress you out because I can't fit into this dress. That's material shit. Don't base your marriage or your relationship off material things. And please, stay off Facebook if you're trying to get married. Fast from that shit. Before you even say I do, that's another thing. Won't you fast from Facebook and stay off of there? Facebook can be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. You don't need to be on there. If you're focusing, stay focused. You don't need to jump on looking at YouTube, all the pretty pictures, because trust me, them pretty pictures, that's just a snap. It's a snap. Because at the end of the day, them people got problems just like you got problems. Don't ever think they don't. I can be on this podcast and be chipper and my happy-go-lucky self, but that when I turn off these mics, I still got 3 kids to go home to. And I ain't saying that's a problem in itself, but that's a struggle within. That's a struggle. Even when you're married, it's a struggle. You're raising 3 human beings to be the best, to be better than you. And parenting, being a parent, not parenting, that does not come with a handbook. I remember my wife used to read books on how to be a good mother because she has no kids. She came into my life and I had 3 kids prior to a prior marriage that I was in, but she was always like, oh my gosh, like, am I doing something wrong? She would read books online, just be reading parenting books. You can't learn from books, baby. You have to, it's just, you learn as you go at this point. So don't be so hard on yourself and you'll get there, and pray over yourself and be great at what you do and put the work in. That's all you have to do is put the work in. You don't need to read books. It'll come naturally. The shit will just flow. It'll just naturally flow to you. Let it flow. Have family meetings. Have family dinners where you guys are just talking and voice your concerns. Shit, texting. Shit, you can get a kid to text you back within 2.5 seconds. All a kid needs is for you to be present. They don't care how much money you have. They just want to be loved. Give them their space to know. Let them trust you. And they'll start coming to you. Like, it's to the point where sometimes my kids will go to my wife first and say, hey, Shauna, can we hang out or can we do this? Or I know my mom, she's not with the dirt bikes type of shit. I'm not that type of girl. I'm not that type of woman. I will never be. I like to go to spas. My wife, she'll get on the dirt bikes and the bikes and do all that with the boys and do all that crazy shit. I'm not into it. I will pass, but I will take pictures, honey. I will take pictures all day long. But yeah, it'll happen. Blended families is just that. You find where you get in, where you fit in. And you will find your place. And one parent is going to be stronger than the other one. My wife came in being raised by a strong African-American woman from the South. So she was getting her ass whooped at a younger age. Me, myself, my mom is like Berkeley, Flower Child, San Francisco. Let's walk to the park with no shoes on, smoke weed, chill, vibe out, listen to music. And on the other side, my wife is getting her ass whooped for saying some smart shit. Why, on the other side, I could cuss. It was okay. So that's how I raised my kids. So before she came along and she was just my friend, the kids would cuss. They wouldn't cuss at you. But if they're voicing their opinion, they're free to be them, long as you use it in a respectful manner. It was that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom, this teacher had me fucked up today. You're talking to me. And I always train my kids to voice your opinion. And if you cuss, you must be upset. Don't abuse it, but express yourself in a respectful manner. And if a cuss word has to come out because you're that upset, I'm perfectly fine with that. Now, my wife, she would have said some shit like that. She would have got slapped in the mouth. Me, my mom would have probably laughed and cussed the teacher out. And I'm that type of mother. I don't bother my kids. Let me hear my kid. I will hear the teacher. And if my kid needs to be talked to, I will not do it in front of a teacher. I will do it at home in the privacy of our own home and let them know, okay, that's not okay. You can't do that. Unless it's like a meeting that we're all in. And I'm still not going to cuss my kid out in front of no damn teacher. Period. Like, you will never see me do that. Because my kid is right. And I'm going to ask questions later. I'm right with my kid regardless. So I'm going to end it here. Have a blessed day. Stay masked up. Wear your mask. Stay in the house. Chill, love on yourself, get to know yourself, and have a beautiful day. And I'm in this Cali weather, so I'm getting off work in about 11 minutes, and I'm going home to relax. So have a beautiful day. Bye.